Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
It's Home Sweet Home on Radio Pulpit. Home Sweet Home, it's Monica. It's 12 after 1 o'clock right here on Heart to Heart this afternoon. We're joined on the line by Mancha Pieha. Yeah, we get straight into Level Up. Tisha, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mpo, and good afternoon, listeners.
Are you good?
I'm very well, and how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I'm very, very well, thank you, Tisha. Can't wait to get into this week's installation of Level Up. Let's do this, because Mina now will probably play it at the tail end of our chat. Let's. Oh, yeah. All right. Let's go this way.
Level Up with Mancha Pieha on Radio Pulpit. Level Up with Mancha Pieha on Radio Pulpit.
Lovely, Tisha, let's get straight into it. What are we talking about this afternoon?
So today, let's take some time and help those who are stuck in their careers.
Yeah.
And we are going to be dealing with the topic, how to get unstuck.
Mm.
That's what we're going to be talking about. And, you know, when you are stuck, Mpo, you feel like you're the only one who is stuck.
Yeah.
But actually, a lot of people feel like they've hit the ceiling, feel like there was nowhere else to go in the career. They just feel like, I either have to leave this profession completely, this organization completely. I have to go and start afresh. And they are feeling stuck. So you are stuck in terms of your career because there's no growth. But your responsibilities don't allow you to leave everything and go and start afresh.
Mm.
So I just want to talk about some of the ways that you can get yourself unstuck if you do find yourself stuck.
Sure. Very relevant, because I was chatting to someone earlier on and we were just really talking about the same thing, you know. And yeah, let's get straight into it, Tisha. I'm sure it's going to help a lot of people.
So, you know, what actually made me think about this is because after we got married with my husband, so we had a wedding at in Polokwane, where I come from. Then we went to Durban for a honeymoon. Then we came back. And we went and had a wedding in the Northwest where he comes from.
Aww.
And one of my aunts organized for us to have a 2-day holiday in a reserve very close to his house. And he had never been to the reserve, but he knew where it was. So we used the GPS to go to the reserve. And as we're traveling to the reserve, the GPS chooses the shortest distance, I think, and it takes us through a dead road. And so as we are going on this dead road or gravel road, we are surprised we don't meet any other camp. It's just us, you know. And then I can see that he's starting to get stressed. And then I ask him, what's wrong? And then he says that the road is very sandy, and the sand is that type of sand which makes it very difficult for the tires to grip. So we are passengers in the car. He is the driver. He can tell that the car is going to get stuck. Myself and the kids, we are just nicely, you know, not worried, thinking, I know this car will get to where it's going to. Then at some point, he just, in my world, he switched off the car. And you know, the car stopped. The car stopped. He just softly put his hands on his head. And I'm like, what? Are we stuck? And he says, yes, we are stuck. So we get out of the car and we try to get ourselves unstuck from the sand. We can't. I go onto YouTube and onto Google. They tell us, put the mat of the car in front and try and go forward. The more we try to start this car and to go forward, the more stuck the tires get into the car. You know, so the two of us, we take off our shoes. It's very hot. The two of us are trying to come up with all things you can think of. No car is passing by. Ah, the boys. They just found an empty bottle of Coke, and then they started playing with it. They played soccer or throw or whatever it is that they were playing. They were not worried. We are looking at the time. It's going to get dark very soon, and there's no one inside to help us. Finally, a car is coming. Oh, my God, we are so excited. Just when we think this car is coming to help us, it goes, like, it tries to avoid us. It's in trying to pass us. That car also gets stuck. Now the two of us are stuck. We are stuck on the road. We have blocked the road, and no one can pass. By the grace of God, another third car came, And that fat car, I have to say it, this, it was full of guys who were very drunk. Luckily, they had a rope, and they pulled both of us and managed to get us unstuck. So, I mean, that story is a story that we tell in our family. Immediately, as I'm telling the story, I don't talk about the frustration, how frustrated we were.
I can imagine.
How worried we were that if it gets dark, because even during the day, no one was passing on board.
Yeah.
So if it gets dark and we're still here, what's going to happen to us? You know, so when you are stuck in your career, for most of us, what are some of the first things that we try to do? Okay, fine, we'll get frustrated. And for those of us who are complainers, we'll complain, no, this is not fair. Some people found me here, they left me here. Oh, just because I'm this skin color, or just because I'm this gender, or just because if you are working in an accounting firm and you didn't do accounting, just because I didn't do accounting, or you're working in an engineering firm and you didn't do engineering, just because I'm not an engineer, and they don't treat us like we are children in this family, they treat us like we are the neighbor's children. So if you are the type of person that complains, maybe you are complaining. If you are the type of person that gets easily sad and depressed and feel like, you know, God has abandoned you, you could be that person. So those initial feelings, and listen to what I'm saying, initial, those initial feelings, there's nothing wrong with them. The most important thing is teach yourself to get over them quickly. If you are in a rut, if you are stuck, if you are in a place where you can't get yourself out of, it's normal to be frustrated. It's normal to be worried. It's normal to wonder, how am I going to get out of this situation? But it's not normal to complain about the same thing every day for a year. That's not normal. It's not normal to keep on saying, my job sucks, and every morning you are waking up and going to that job. So it's not normal. So if it's because it's those initial reaction of realizing, oh my God, I thought there was a future in this career, but there's no future, and you are voicing out your concerns over what you're going through, that's fine. But if you are going to be doing that for a month, for 2 months, for 3 months, for 5 months, you need to rebuke yourself, and you need to start to ask yourself, what can I do?
Sure.
So for those of us who have just gotten into this thing, and you're still feeling overwhelmed, you're still feeling like you don't know what to do, we can forgive you for some time. But for those of us who've been here for a year, for 6 months, for 8 months, for 2 years, for 7 years, you need to find a way to get yourself out of where you are. The first thing that you need to do, research. Conduct research about your profession, about your industry, about your organization, about your career, so that you can have a better understanding of the opportunities that exist for you. Some of us, we know the closed doors better than we know the open doors. You can discuss why a person like you will never get hired. You can discuss why a person like you will never be given business. You can discuss why a person like you will never get invited. But if you were to be honest and you look around, there are a lot of people who are like you, who are having better success than you. So instead of focusing on the closed doors, when you conduct your research, focus on the opportunities, because the opportunities, they say to you, if you try this door, maybe you'll be able to leave a place where you are stuck. So a lot of us are very educated about what does not work, but we actually have very little information about what works. You need to be honest with yourself. You need to accept that, you know what, guys, when it comes to nursing, I know of people who are not doing well, but to be honest, those ones who manage to become sisters and to become ward managers and to become matrons, I need to give myself time to figure out how they did it. Those who ended up leaving the local clinics, getting into private practice if private practice is better, or leaving private practice and getting these sponsored cars, and they are going to people's houses drawing their blood, then I'm getting paid per hour. Or those who are doing wellness programs in organizations, they run the entire wellness project. They have 1,000 people who are coming doing different types of tests, and over a two-day period, they make what I make in a year. Depending on what you're looking for, whether you're looking for more money, whether you're looking for flexibility, or you're looking to specialize in a particular area, I'm using nursing as an example, I'm not a nurse. All I'm saying is, for you as a person, you may think this is the ceiling for nursing. The reason why you think this is the ceiling for nursing is because you are thinking about your organization. You are thinking about your local hospital. You are thinking about your community. You are not thinking outside of those things, because you have not given yourself an opportunity, tends to reset open doors that are available in your profession, in your career, in your organization, in your industry. The second thing, if you are unable to get stuck on your own, invest in getting a coach. You know, all the top performers that we know of have coaches. You know, I'm a Chiefs fan, so I will use Chiefs soccer team as an example. When Chiefs is losing, they have a coach. When Chiefs is losing, the reason why they have a coach is because they are looking forward to a time when they will be winning again. Even if they fire this coach, they will not fire a coach and say, no, we are going to go coachless because Valentine, we are losing with a coach. But you and I, we go through every area of our lives without anyone advising us, without anyone telling us these are the best tactics for someone who is employed in the type of job that we are employed in. This is what people who do well in your career study. This is what people who do well in your career read. This is what people who do well in your career attend. All the people that are anybody in your career are at this conference. They are reading these magazines. They are looking at what's happening in these websites, in these podcasts, in these journals. Time you got instructions about your career was in 1997 when you were at school, when they were telling you this is what is happening in engineering. Since that day, you don't get any formal instruction about how to progress in your career. So if you are stuck, and like in our case, you tried everything that Google told you, you put the mess underneath the tires, it didn't work, maybe it's about time you hired a professional. You ask someone outside of you, outside of your comfort zone, to say to you, I've helped other people to do it this way. This is how you are going to do it. Most of us, when we are starting our careers, what it also means is that we don't have money. And once you don't have money and someone tells you, go and hire a coach, you just feel like, no, that girl is mad. How can I hire a coach when I don't even have money to pay my bills? If you are serious about going to this level in your career, and for most of us, going to the next level in your career also means going to the next level with your salary, your bonuses, with your increases. The small investment that you make in a coaching program or in getting a one-on-one coach will pay for itself 100 times when you have a better salary, when you have better bonuses, when your career has gone to the next level. So the idea of seed time and harvest time applies so to our careers, because you are sowing a seed into your career now that you are going to harvest. That will harvest in terms of your salary. When your salary is higher, your pension contributions are higher, you are able to afford a medical aid, that is a better plan. You are able to afford to take your children on holiday to a better destination. You are able to afford to take them to better schools. You are able to buy, you know, better things for yourself. Even from a nutrition point of view, you are able to buy better food for yourself. Why? Simply because you invested in a coach. That coach helped you to advance in your career. An advancement in your career meant advancement in the rest of your lifestyle, in the rest of your life, in the rest of your quality of life. So to get unstuck, research opportunities, number one. Make sure that you are not hearing the same record in your brain about how things don't work. Number two, when you are stuck in your career, sometimes you are at a point where you can't get unstuck alone. Find someone that will help you. A coach, specifically in this case, because a coach is paid to show you systems, processes that are going to help you go to the next level. A mentor can tell you how they did it, but a coach is supposed to have within their toolbox ways that will help you to get unstuck. A good coach who is worth the rent that you are paying them will be able to say, these are the systems, these are the processes, this is how you do it. These are the examples of other people in a similar profession who have done it. This is what I recommend for you. In 3 months, let's speak, where are you? In 6 months, let's speak, where are you? In 12 months, let's speak, where are you? Definitely in 3 years, you should be singing a very, very different chorus. That's my story, Mpho. I hope it helps someone. I hope it helps them see that if I keep on doing what I am doing today, I'm going to continue to get the results that I've been getting all along. If I want different results, I need to invest in a different way of doing things.
Thank you so, so much, Chicha. Thank you. We cannot be complaining about the same thing on a daily. And obviously getting the same results, like you're saying, something needs to change, you know. Thank you so, so much for this, Chicha. Really, really appreciate it. How
it's
do
my
we
pleasure.
Get a hold of you?
So on social media, I'm Mancha Pieha on all the social media platforms. My website is mancha.com. And I'm available on WhatsApp 082-755-8219.
Thank you so much, Chicha. Really, really appreciate it.
Thank you, and thank you to the listeners.
Lovely, lovely.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit is a family radio station committed to biblical values. For this reason, we have signed a code of conduct with the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa. Under the code, Radio Pulpit is committed to giving news that is accurate, comments that are fair, and programming that is not offensive, obscene, or harmful. If you feel that Radio Pulpit is not living up to that code, we encourage you to direct your complaint in writing to the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa, P.O. Box 412-365 Craig Hall 2024, or send a fax to 011-787-0280 or email to bccsa@nabsa.co.za. The Broadcasting Complaints Commission is also obtainable on their website, www.bccsa.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Did you listen to Radio Pulpit today? Did you hear a feature or program that interested you? You can order the CD or your favorite program or feature. Place your order with client services at 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.